اسكي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اسكي صاحب, hope you are in the best of health. Allah grant you afiyat and good health. Inshallah, اسكي صاحب, the platform is yours for this beautiful Monday morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسلم كريم. آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Zakaria, and thank you very much to our brother Boniface. We make dua for our brother Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifai kamil, ajil mustamir, and a speedy recovery. Ameen. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36 Surah Yasin and verses 69 and 70. Before we understand today's lesson, as an introduction, we should understand the following. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for all times, all places in the entire universe. Secondly, the Quran Sharif, comprising 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, was, is, will always be the greatest miracle, Al-Mu'jizatul Khalida, Al-Mu'jizatul Kubra, the greatest and eternal miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to understand that as well. So now when we study today's lesson, then we will understand it thoroughly and properly. Almighty Allah informs us, chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 69, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ. Almighty Allah once again uses the royal pronoun, we. Why does Almighty Allah refer to himself we, when we know he's one and alone and unique? So to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence, and this is common in the Semitic languages, if you know linguistics. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّئْرَ. And we have not taught him, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, poetry. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. And it does not behove him to learn this. When you have the best of the best, and that is, you must remember, the Kalamullah Ta'ala, the Mubarak, honorable, blessed heart of the Master alayhi salatu salam, was the recipient of the noble Quran. So therefore, to waste time and kill time in poetry, that is not behoving to the Master alayhi salatu salam. He has much more important issues to deal with and to attend to. So therefore, for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed an entire surah and chapter, Surah to Shu'ara, the chapter regarding the poets, chapter number 26. And there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it, that these poets, majority of them, remember, they go astray. Why they go astray? Because the way they lie and make propaganda and so forth and so on. But some people are exempted. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest poets in the time and during the time of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and you see others as well, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, and so forth. So Almighty Allah states in Surah Al-Shu'ara, chapter 26 and verses number 225, 226, 227, Alam tara annahum fi kulli wadi yahimun. Don't you see that these poets in every valley they are going wandering around, meaning go here, like the politicians, sometimes jumping this side, sometimes jumping that side, sometimes they go on morons and then they resign and then they say, no, we're not taking part in the elections. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And they say things they will never ever do. Make us all false statements. Yes, the people who have true iman, they continue with righteous deeds, وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and remember that they remember Almighty Allah profusely and abundantly. وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا, they defend themselves and they defend Islam after they were oppressed. So such people are exempted. So general rule will be, it all depends on the content matter. حَسَنُهُ حَسَنٌ وَقَبِيحُهُ قَبِيحٌ. If the content matter is good, then it's acceptable. If it is bad and horrible and indecent and obscene, then it is rejected. So that is the stance Islam takes. We should be clear on that. So Almighty Allah granted, conferred to the Master alayhi salam the greatest gift, the noble, glorious Quran. In huwa, verily this Quran Sharif is not but in nafiya. Illa, for you must remember exemption. So it is huwa zikru. So the Quran Sharif is nothing but, remember, a reminder. Wa Quranum mubin, and it is the Quran that is so, makes things so clear. So the Quran Sharif is a reminder which makes things so very clear and manifest. There is no ambiguity in it. We all know that what the do's are, what the don'ts are. Agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. If you yourself decide you don't want to do something, then you will cite and give 1,000 excuses. Otherwise, the message from Almighty Allah and the elaboration, explanation from the Master alayhi salatu salam is very, very clear. لِيُنْزِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّا. لِيُنْزِرَ refers to the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is warning you, O person with love. How is it warning you? Man kana hayya, those people who are alive, they are physically alive, their hearts are alive, and they are receiving the Quran Sharif. Their iman, their faith, their conviction is increasing. And those people, وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and the speech of the noble Quran is the truthful speech, remember, against the disbelievers. I opened the tap just now, and then I filled the cup, because I have to drink hot water before I come down. So you must remember, the water will come down, fill the cup or the glass, whatever it is. But you put the glass, the cup upside down, and you open the tap full blast, what will happen? So nothing will happen. You'll just be wasting water and wasting time. So the non-Muslims, that what they do. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. The Jutlas, the Jews, the cursed nation for all times, all places. They said our hearts have a cover and a seal on it. So how will the truth penetrate and enter there? But the Muslim is receptive to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's message. The heart is receptive to the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, liyundhira man kana hayya. So that heart, that person is living physically and spiritually. Are we alive today? There are some people who have passed away, but their legacy lives on. And there are some people who are alive, but they are dead. You can ask Joe Moron, Joe Biden, Joe the Butcher, Joe Genocide. Where is he, the Harami? I told you, but you would not listen to me. Nobody can help Biden. Nobody can help Bibi. And you will see the similarity between these war criminals. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 15th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 290. And today we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Biden drops out. Russia, China, Iran gloating and elated and delighted. The Palestinians will remember Joe Biden. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. So what did it help you, Joe? You became the laughing stock in this world. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, there's none to give him honor. You know deep down your own party betrayed you. Your own party told you, Joe, get out. You're a disgrace to us. You humiliated yourself and the Democratic Party in the debate against Trump. So now what happens? You must remember they're choosing Kamala Harris. He endorsed her and so forth. We will come to her just now. Let me just speak about Biden, the war criminal, and BB. Both of them, 70% of their population has turned against them. America, 70% are against Biden. In Israel, 70% against BB Netanyahu. Both of them, their legacy is war criminals and genocide in Gaza, ethnic cleansing, and they were responsible three times to veto the United Nations Security Council for the ceasefire. And remember, both of them cannot fly anywhere. Any part of the world Biden goes, there'll be thousands of people. Joe, Joe, the butcher. Joe, Joe, genocide. Joe, Joe, the war criminal. And by look at BB. I told you, America is going to be finished. In our lifetime, inshallah, Israel will be wiped off the map. You think I'm talking nonsense? Take this one statistic. Today is Monday. Today is the 22nd of July. 22nd of July, Monday. And what happens? BB Netanyahu, the war criminal, the harami, the illegitimate ruler of the illegitimate state of Israel. So the baroque and the terrorist and apartheid regime of Israel. You must call it apartheid. The biggest court and largest court and the most authentic court as far as Western system goes, they have ruled that Israel is an apartheid state. So Bibi Netanyahu flies to America. Do you know Muslims? Do you know Zionists? Do you know non-Muslims? He's going with the biggest plane, but remember the smallest entourage accompanying him. You know why? Because it will be a non-stop flight. If he stops at Europe, he stops any country for refueling, they will arrest him. Can you believe that the leader, Prime Minister of Israel, is urinating in his pants already? I better take a direct flight to America. Any other country I will go to, they might arrest me, and therefore I can't chance that. So the harami can only fly to America. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Both of them are khabith, are impure, immoral, and both are haramis. That's what we'll call them, illegitimate, that is there. Trump is jumping in his glory. Trump says, you brought Kamala for me. In 2016, you brought Hillary for me. I tore Hillary to pieces, and now I'm to take Kamala. So he says, Kamala Harris will be easier for me to defeat. You know how old Trump speaks with, he's not a moron. And the Time magazine, you know what Time magazine does every year? The Man of the Year. Listen to this one, Ma Salim Kareem. You can listen. You can do it in your lectures also. So this year they said that Trump, the Man of the Year. Not the Man of the Year, the Man of the Year. Do you know the history of Kamala Harris? She's a black. She's an African, right? Afro-American. And remember, she rose to prominence. You know why? She's an attorney. She became attorney general in the state and so forth. And she used to prosecute the blacks more than the whites would do. And she married a Jewish guy. And she became one of the darlings of the Zionists and the Zionist media. You got the story now? She's anti-black. entirely black, as the American Yankee would say, and she's pro 100% Jewish and Zionist and so forth. She stands zero chance of beating Trump, and she knows that. You must remember that. So let's go on. Now, yesterday, there was a pro-Palestinian march. Peaceful march, not even Palestinians, some Palestinians, some foreigners and so forth, and they were planting olives. Now the settlers came, illegal they staying there, and they attacked this pro-Palestinian march and so forth and so on. These are the haramis. The only language they will understand is one settler, one bullet, and the whole apartheid regime has to be dismantled, and all these Zionist movements and federations can go to hell for what we care. So the Republicans now know they have the advantage. So what they going? They going for the kill. Checkmate, brother. So if you know how to play chess. So Republicans want Biden to resign immediately. Say, hey, Trump says, when they told Trump that this guy will no more be participating in the elections, Trump said he was never fit to be a president, and remember, we will never recognize him as a president. So now they want him to resign because he's a disgrace to the Democratic Party and to the American people. Now, because of Israel murdering and martyring more than 200,000 people, according to the true analysts and so forth, and true reporters in Gaza al-Mubarakah, the holy Palestine, so now there is, you understand, that polio is spreading there, so the Israelis will start vaccinating their troops against polio. They already got polio in their brains, you must remember that. The Jews are protesting again, the Jews are going to protest against Bibi in their thousands. So today he will leave, you understand, Israel, and tonight or so he'll land there. Tomorrow he'll meet Biden, and whether he's going to call him president or whatever they'll call him, both haramis, both war criminals, and then on Wednesday he will address the Congress and so forth. But see, Allah Ta'ala controls the hearts of people. The Jews from every state, we've been to America twice, so 50 states in America, they're arranging trains and buses and what have you, all forms of transport and planes, and they must assemble there and march, and they must protest against him. Baby, you are the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. You are a disgrace to the Jewish nation. Go for ceasefire and bring the hostages home. Resign and go to prison. So all this he'll be facing. You must remember that. So that is what's going to happen. Can you believe our Taliban, Mullah Salim? I don't know if you've been there, but this is one country I'm mulling. I like that word. I'm mulling. Normally I don't go nowadays, you understand, but I'm mulling. I think this is one country I need to book a ticket and go there, you understand. Tourism is booming in Afghanistan. I repeat, tourism is booming in Afghanistan. And who reported this? The BBC. Just go to their website and you'll see. You don't have to watch TV and all these haram things. You just go to the websites and just read all the articles. Everything is online. So remember that the Westerners are flocking to Afghanistan. They say this is virgin territory for us. So safe, so secure. No person will harass a lady. And if they harass, then the Taliban fix them up. No opium, no drugs. So that is what human being will always be attracted to. Go see the other side of the spectrum. When you become a murtad, when you become the enemy of Islam and Muslim, then how Almighty Allah humiliates you. MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, if you take money, one of the richest persons on this earth today, he can't travel to America, the Washington Post will finish him up and the media will finish him up, Jamal Khashoggi's murderer. He can't travel to Britain because the British press will lynch him, you must remember that. He can't travel to so many countries despite being one of the richest people. You know this attack Israel, attack Hudaydah. Hudaydah is part with 250 kilos plus minus from Sana'a. There are two ports there, very important in Yemen, if you know. One is Hudaydah and one is Aden. Aden, as they call it. So remember that. So they attacked. But who were the people who helped them? It was Murtad bin Shaitan, the Saudi regime. You Salafis, you scholars for dollars, you are haramis. That's the term I have to call you when you can't speak one word against this Murtad and Shaitan. What a disgrace you are. You must remember that. Make a public statement and say he's a disgrace to Islam and Muslims. Can you imagine when he became defense minister? Nobody told him anything. The first thing he did, he went to attack, you must remember, Yemen, the richest Arab country, attacking the poorest Arab country, and the poorest Arab country defeats them. And now also they will defeat them. Now the war is going to get hot. You got one side Lebanon, you got one side Hamas, the Hezbollah, you got Ansarullah and the Houthis, all H there, Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, and things going to get hot. So another H there. Jutlas, better prepare to run, I'm telling you now, and you must go. Now see next thing, a recipe for civil war in Israel. 1,000 Orthodox people and personnel. These are like how we have Tulaba students in our madrasas, Darul Uloom. So they have, you must remember, this Jutlas going to the Midrash. Midrash is like madrasa. And they go to the Midrash, the seminaries, to study the Torah and so forth. So they want blanket exclusion. The Supreme Court of Israel said they can't be that. Now they are losing so much men. Hamas is sending them straight to hell. And many are in transit to get roasted and toasted, the haramis. So they said, and these people are going to fight them. So one side, the secular Jutlas, the other side, the ultra-Orthodox Jutlas, and they will be fighting. بأسهم بينهم شديد تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى. Chapter 59 verse 14. The war amongst them is very, very severe. You think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Bangladesh, another harami, murtad there, Sheikh Hasina. And remember, now they scrapped the quotas. Can you believe a Hindu comes, mushrik, idol worshipper from India, and he gets, you must remember, citizenship permission to stay in Bangladesh to get reservation for jobs. So the Bangladesh, our madrasa students, thousands of them killed. All this media is lying. They shooting like them, how they shoot birds. And that is there. So now they scrapped all the quotas and so forth. They burned the one portion of the Bangladesh TV and they went to prison and they freed hundreds of thousands of prisoners. They did very good. They must topple that government. Yesterday, Sunday, the Kaaba Musharrafa was washed with Zamzam, and I learned something yesterday. You see, you must always read. And they brought rose water from Taif. Every day you learn something. Zamzam water is in Mecca, but they went to Taif and they brought rose water from there. So this you call Ghusdul Kaaba, Ghusdul Kaaba, both ways you can say. So they washed the Kaaba Musharrafa inside and outside, only inside, not outside. And they used this rose water and Zamzam rose water from Taif. Adidas, you know, were the three lines. When we used to play soccer and that, we were crazy about these Adidas. So you must remember, they dropped a Palestinian from an advert. Why? Because Israel objects. Israel must be kicked out of the Olympics. Israel must be expelled from FIFA. So what has Israel done? This week, Friday, or this week sometime, the Olympics is starting in France. They have doubled the security. 15 of their athletes who are participating, they say, this is what Israeli media says, that they have doubled the security because the people meaning Muslims and others, have sent emails, have threatened them, you come here, we will put a bullet through you. So very good. Remember that if you're a settler, you deserve it. So we got no empathy, sympathy for the Jutlas. You must remember that. Look at America, supposed to be the leaders of democracy and human rights. This is your report. Go and read your Western media. Children are being raped at U.S. migrant centers. I read again. Children are being raped at U.S. migrant centers. They say this is a migrant man just raped them. There's no evidence. There's no father. We don't know who he is. This is what they do. They got, you must remember, satanic forces in their private. So therefore, anything they find, they'll just rape and so forth. Gitmo is front of you, Guantanamo Bay. The Olympic threat to Israeli athletes, and is taken very serious. Anyway, they put the Jutla away, remember, we can't sympathize with them. Pakistan, Imran Khan's party, Imran is in jail. Now these haramis and crooks and chores, they want to ban Pakistan, the Tahrik-e-Insaf, Imran Khan's party. Not only that, now in the past 3-4 days, they picked up 10 key members in the darkness of the night, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, and arrested them. That is your Pakistan. South Africa, airports becoming for Alice in Wonderland. You can't fly now to where? To George, there in Cape Town. You can't fly to Bloemfontein. You can't fly to Kimberley. You can't fly here to Polokwane. They say maintenance, maintenance. How long the maintenance is taking? Oh, was it strike crowd? They put the wrong, you understand, app or whatever you, and the whole world fell apart, they say. So remember, the disgrace for South Africa. So many airports not functioning, you understand? So at full speed and so forth. Now, if you fly into these places, you better find out. Groblersdal, one sleepy little town there in Limpopo, they found one big drug, you understand, cartel there, 2 Mexicans and all that involved, billions and billions of rands involved. Disneyland, they told you the happiest place on this earth. Well, all that is American propaganda and lies, you must remember that. The people who live there, they say the rentals are skyrocketing. We can't even afford to stay there, so they're staying in their cars with their dogs and all that. That's your America. As long as the politicians make money, the super elite, they don't care a damn, you must remember. And now America, what will Biden's legacy be? His war in Ukraine and Gaza, billions of dollars, while the ordinary Joe and Jill there in America are suffering. That is the truth, if you know America and their politics. Today's program for us, inshallah, Aziz, 8:30 to 9, Mawlana Zaid will interview me. We will discuss Masadiru Sharia, what are the sources of Islamic law and Sharia. And then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, inshallah, of the Quran. 2 to 2:30 will be our report back, our trip to Kurtuba, Limbo Park yesterday, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib, Hafizullah's Majlis. Wonderful, wonderful. Allah Kabul Farmaya, Allah accept. And then tonight, inshallah, Aziz on Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, the live Q&A. Yeah, for us in lands, when I went for Salat, so I was there Asr, Maghrib and Isha in Sufi Masjid, so just before Maghrib, so we find that the Jamaat came, you know, Tabligh Jamaat from Makkah, 4 of them, all from Makkah, I asked them, and subhanallah, they were here in our country, and then, you know, I spoke to them after Maghrib, then they requested after Isha I should translate, so they will be in Sufi Masjid today, the whole day, and tonight as well, and tomorrow, I think after Fajr or after Nashta, then they will make Rasta, they'll go to some other place. So those of you in lands, and mashallah, come meet the Jamaat. So I told them, they were speaking about the Sahaba, what sacrifices they made. So I said, look at the sacrifice you are making, O Ahle Makkah. You came from biwadin ghayri thi zar'in, from a place where there's no vegetation, habitation, 50 degrees, and you came to a place where there's 0 degrees. So that's a big sacrifice. He just smiled, he just said, Allah qabool, Allah must accept. That is what you learn when you do tabligh and da'wat, to make sacrifice for the betterment of the ummah and upliftment of the ummah and self-reformation. Allah Jalla wa'ala make all the istimas, Newcastle, Camperdown in the whole world successful and a means of hidayat. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Mawlana, we have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, this question needs some investigation. Mufti Saab, have you visited the rehab Crescent of Hope? They are in Orange Farm. Say they are of Islamic ethos. I visited my son there. They serve pork there. This has made my son a nervous wreck. Jazakallahu khair. Mufti Saab, your comment on this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I don't know which one you are talking of. The one I visited is the one there in the deer. And there my student is there, Maulana Hijaz Limbada. And as far as that one go, I'll never ever believe that they serve pork and so forth. You, the listeners who are connected to Crescent of Hope, I don't know currently who's the officials and that. I stay away from all these organizations. I don't have time and so forth. So anyway, that if it is true, then it must be condemned. If it is lies, then the people who are sending this message out viral, they must be condemned. So Orange Park Farm or Orange Park or whatever is not far from here. So Allah alone knows who's in charge and who's handling it and so forth and so on. Let me now, I'm not speaking of Crescent of Hope or anything. I'm speaking of the so-called halal organizations. You know how many countries I have traveled? With Allah's help, with Allah's mercy, I haven't found a single country where I can say I have 100%, 99% confidence in their halal organizations. Whole lot waste of time. The whole aim is money making and to make maximum amount of money in minimum time. So somebody must have just put some halal certificate there and now they are selling it and putting it there and so forth. I wouldn't put it past them, you must remember. So you, Crescent of Hope, regarding whether it's true or not true, I'm not sure. So we won't comment on that. Therefore, I use the conditional clause. If it is true, then you must be condemned, the Crescent of Hope. If it is not true, then the people who are lying and making propaganda for whatever reason, they must be condemned and you should take them to court. You must sue them if they are lying and so forth and so on. So that is what you need to do, Crescent of Hope.
Mufti Sahab, there is a particular brother that I'm interested in for marriage. I have performed istikhara several times. I get mixed responses. What should I do?
So you are confused and your fuses are getting blown, my sister. Now read with me, my sister. Read now with me. Allahumma, our beloved Allah. Khirli khara khire. Khirli, O Allah, Jalla wala, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Hadith in Tirmidhi. You read now? So who comes in your heart? Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Abdul Qadir, Salim, who comes in your heart? So you must get married to him. Finish. You don't have to dream, you don't have to sleep, you don't have nothing of that is sunnah. Read Suturaka Salat if you want to. Qul ya kafirun after Fatiha in the first rakat, Surah Ikhlas Qul wallah in the second rakat. Read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, and that is your answer, sister. Leave all this confusion and the fuses getting blown and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, have I committed a sin by saying I will divorce my wife while alone in my room?
The talaq is not valid, because for a divorce to be valid, it must be in the present tense or in the present tense or past tense. You use the words, I will divorce. So, and you said it, or you uttered it, or you were thinking of it. So in all these cases, the talaq, the divorce is not valid. This is waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. You know the surah, Surah An-Nas, you waswisu fi sudurin nas, minal jinnati wan nas. You will get waswasa, whisperings of shaitan from human beings and from jinnah. They will incite you, and sometime you will say these words. So brother, stay in hudu. La yuhafidu alal hudu illa mu'min. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. No one stays in hudu most of the time except the true believer. Surah 7, chapter 7, verse 200. Wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun fasta'idh billah. So ya Allah says that when Satan gives you a vaccine and he gives you some injection, satanic injection, say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You the brother, today all the shops are open, go buy one nice gift for your poppy and say, oh honey, this is a gift from your hubby. You see, oh honey, take this money, take this gift. And whenever all the satanic thoughts come, say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Your nikah is valid, and remember, don't utter these type of words in future.
Mufti Sahab, can a man have a second wife without divorcing his first wife in both paper and his son?
So remember, to have a second wife means that you have two wives at the same time, three wives at the same time, four wives at the same time. Polygamy, Quran Sharif allows it. Remember in chapter 4, surah 4, surah Nisa, verse 3. But Islam does not allow it carte blanche. Remember, the biggest condition is there and enshrined in the Quran. If you put 100 guys who are married and they have two, three, four wives, 90% are not fulfilling it. Quran Kareem states in the same verse, Surah 4, verse 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you fear you can't do justice, then remember that one wife only. Old is gold. Another mistake you are making, and this is deliberate you're doing it. So you just meet a lady and you make her clandestine activities, cloak and dagger behind the curtain. You tell her, Popey, don't worry, I'll get married to you, but it's a private thing, me and you. Once a week, once a month, we'll meet there in a hotel. There we'll do our bang, wham, thank you, ma'am, business. And my first wife must not know. And don't tell your family, you're living in sin. And children get born from such a relationship. It's all harami children. Remember that, illegitimate children. Authentic hadith, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. Nikah is not valid without the consent of the guardian, the father, biological father, and so forth. And such a nikah is batil, is null and void. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away on 10th of Shawwal 1970, we met him several times, one of the greatest muftis and jurors which Indo-Pak, the subcontinent, produced, writes in Imdadul Muftin, which I have on page 551, if a Hanafi lady, Aqila, Baligha, Sainin, mature, gets married without the permission of her wali, her father, and so forth, and she gets married in Kughir Kuf, someone not suitable, compatible for her, that nikah is null and void. And that is our fatwa. It's not permissible, all these things here. So all of you who keep your wife, second wife, third wife as a spare wheel, is all haram business, all that you are doing. Remember that.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a Sunni man to marry a Agha Khani, Ismaili woman?
Ismaili,
if not, then in what condition one could marry her?
Ismaili Agha Khanis are totally 100% non-Muslim. You must remember that. They don't even believe in Salat. They don't even believe, you must remember, in Siyam, fasting, and so forth. So when I was there in Tanzania, one brother used to listen to my programs, Agha Khani, Ismaili, and he was impressed with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. He invited me, and he gave me all the documents, you must remember, regarding them. He even took me there to their Jamaat Khana. Therefore, I tell you, you must not use the term Jamaat Khana. That is a term that is synonymous with the Agha Khanis, Ismailis, and so forth. We must say Masjid, Masajid, or Musalla. Not Agha, the Jamaat Khana. It's not good to say that. So, cut long story short, there's Ijma and consensus. Agha Khanis, Ismailis, all of them, remember, are out of the fold of Islam. Nahnu bari'u minkum, hum minhum, wa hum bura'u minna. We have detached and cut off ties with them, and they got nothing to do with us. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. For you as a Muslim to marry, totally haram. You'll be living in sin, and all your children will be haramis and illegitimate.
Kisab, could I please have the reference for the dua of Musa alayhi salam? Asa rabbi ayyahdiyani sawa as-sabil. I hope that my Rabb will guide me the straight path. Jazakallah.
Every Nabi made hijrat. You must remember that what he did, he migrated. From where did he migrate? He left Egypt. Because why? Somebody came and told him, who was a well-wisher, Oh Musa alayhi salatu salam, these people, they want to assassinate you, and they want to kill you, and so forth and so on. Please go away. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam left. Now he went to Midian. There's no tom-tom and all that gadgets we got nowadays, and still we get lost. So he begged Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and what did he say? Asa Rabbi ayyahdiyani sawa as-sabil. Chapter 28, Surah Surah 28, Surah Qasas, and verse number 22. So that is the dua he read. So whenever you travel, say, Asa Rabbi Ayyahdiyani Sawa As-Sabil. Ya Allah, you guide me to the straight path. I take the right route, correct route. And when he landed up there in Madian, no boarding, no lodging, nothing. He doesn't know anybody. How I went to Russia and China, we don't know the language, we don't know a person, nothing. We keep on reading. Next dua I want to teach you, my brother. Don't read only chapter 28, verse 22. Read this dua also. Yesterday we went to Lambroda's Kurtuba, our Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and then we'll give you the details, 2 to 230. So I keep on reading this dua. What a beautiful dua, powerful, potent dua of Nabi Musa, Moses, peace be upon him. Chapter 28, verse 24. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, whatever goodness you are sending down and descending from the skies, we are faqir, we are paupers, we are poor, we need it, Ya Allah. You are the one who sends down all these bounties, favors, showers upon us, and is recurring upon us. So chapter 28, verse 24. So you, brother, that who asked this question, learn the two du'as, chapter 28 and verses 22 and verse 24. Allah Jalla Wala make easy. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, is it jais for women to enter the haram in the state of haze?
Totally haram. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, left to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are all the documented facts, if you know. Siratul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the 25th of Zulqa'dah, the 10th year after the Hijrah, they left Medina Munawwara. That night, Saturday night, they spent in Zulhulayfa, Bir Ali, Abar Ali. On the 26th, the Sunday, they left in Ihram, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made intention of Qiran Hajj, Umrah and Hajj together. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, made intention for Umrah only. Lo and behold, when she came to a place called Sarif, so that is where, you must remember, our other mother Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried. Now from there to Makkah is just 30-35 kilos plus minus. So her haiz, her menses started. Who's Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? When did they arrive in Makkah? On the 4th of Zulhijjah. It is a Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She's still in a napaki, in a menses, in a haiz. Ya Rasulullah, I made intention for Umrah, but now tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to Mina. Hajj is starting, what must I do? Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her. Understand this, O ulama. Understand this, O students and people. You Siddiqa, O my ladli, O my mahbuba, O my habiba, O Humaira, my beloved spouse, you make fasqul umrah ilal hajj, you cancel your umrah and go and perform hajj, hajj ifrad. So she made the hajj ifrad, and that is hajj only. So all the other wives made umrah and hajj, she only made hajj. Now it is the night of the 14th. Hajj is finished now. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Do you know where? If you go for Hajj, if you go for Umrah, and you are there in Aziziya, in the area called Bin Dawood, Dawood Motashisha. So in that area is called Abtah. So there the master, I'm not saying where Dawood Mota is exactly, I'm saying in that area. So the master alayhi salatu salam is there. And then, now preparing to depart, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha Karam comes and cries, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the wives made Umrah and Hajj, I only made Hajj. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fine, you go with your brother Abdurrahman and make a Umrah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, the genius he was, from there he deduced that if you perform Umrah after Hajj, you don't have to perform Tawaful Wida. She performed the Umrah with the brother and came back, and then departure took place. What you learn from here? All this was done to show the world a lady who is haiza in men offenses is absolutely haram to enter Masjid al-Haram, Makkah, Masjid al-Nabawi, Masjid al-Aqsa. The entire complex of 36 acres is haram for you ladies in men says to enter any masjid in the world, any mosque in the world, to enter in the what men says, absolutely haram. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al jazam of Pisab. Let's go for the 6 o'clock news, inshallah ladhis, through tomorrow morning. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.